Welcome to another edition of the Capital Update, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. It's been a couple of weeks, so guess what? We have a lot to get to. NPPC, first of all, held its spring legislative action conference with more than 100 pork producers from 23 states heading to Washington, D.C. to lobby their congressional members on issues of importance to the pork industry. And of course, that's primarily California Proposition 12. But that wasn't the only direction they went during their Capitol Hill visits. Producers urged lawmakers to take action on a number of issues, including Farm Bill 2.0, quickly approve a new farm bill that includes a provision that fixes those problems caused by the aforementioned Prop 12. They also talked about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, urging the administration to maintain market access for U.S. pork during the mandatory review, which begins in July. They also talked about supporting the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan and expanding the H-2A visa program to allow year-round agricultural workers as a way to address a farm labor shortage. Elsewhere on the update, updated data from researchers at North Dakota State University showed the continuing negative economic impacts of California's Prop 12. The follow-up to a July 2025 North Dakota State University Agricultural Risk Policy Center white paper found data gathered since that earlier study shows substantial and persistent price increases in California for pork cuts covered by Prop 12, with an average price 20% higher than the pre-Prop 12 period. For example, prices for pork loins increased 32%, ribs up 22%, shoulders 16%, and bacon also up 16%. The data also showed California's pork consumption down approximately 16%, with no signs of recovery during the post-policy period. Elsewhere, the NPPC founded Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council, a coalition of more than 50 state and national agribusinesses and agricultural associations, submitted comments to the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service on redlined revisions to 60 of the agency's conservation practice standards. The standards are technical guidelines used to plan, implement, and evaluate conservation practices that protect soil, water, air, plants, animals, and energy resources. NRCS intends to update and revise each of its conservation practice standards over the next 2 years. NPPC has previously pressed NRCS to allow more and earlier stakeholder engagement after former NRCS staff led draft proposals to impose hundreds of thousands of dollars of capital costs on individual pig farming families. Those proposed revisions have now been withdrawn, and with the agencies, other practice standards are being released for stakeholder review and public comment. The recent revisions seek to ensure USDA conservation standards remain practical and achievable for farms and agribusinesses. The comments also urged NRCS to evaluate ways to increase flexibility of the standards while ensuring natural resource benefits. New World Screwworm is back in the news. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service released an updated New World Screwworm Response Playbook, a guide for supporting coordinated science-based action should an NWS infestation be detected in the United States. The updated playbook outlines science-based strategies for responders, including for coordinating response operations, preventing and reducing the spread of NWS, managing flies and infested animals, implementing surveillance and control measures, and many other standards. Also, NPPC is asking the Treasury Department's Internal Revenue Service to hold off on a proposed rule to implement the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit until two analytical tools to determine the program's efficacy have been finalized. In comments submitted, NPPC pointed out that pork producers can see enormous potential in the 45Z program. The biggest concern, however, is the current version of one analytical tool, the Feedstock Carbon Intensity Calculator. The calculator does not include the use of manure nutrients as a conservation practice input, which can lower a farm's carbon intensity score. The calculator score determines 45Z program eligibility and the amount of the tax credit. Also, on the update, noting that producers rely on a variety of federal government data products, research, and reports to conduct daily business, assess supply and demand conditions, and make long-term business decisions, NPPC applauded the USDA for ensuring that timely, accurate, and credible information is available to meet the needs of U.S. agriculture. As requested by USDA, NPPC submitted comments detailing how and why producers use and rely on various data from the agency, particularly through products produced by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Economic Research Service, and the Office of the Chief Economist. Last but not least, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative recently released its 2026 National Trade Estimate Report on Foreign Trade Barriers, which details significant barriers to U.S. exports of goods and services, U.S. foreign direct investment, and U.S. electronic commerce in important export markets. The NTE report is important for helping U.S. negotiators in their efforts to reduce or eliminate foreign trade barriers and is a valuable tool for enforcing U.S. trade laws and agreements. All the countries cited by NPPC in its comments to USDR were in the final report, including countries like Brazil for a de facto ban on U.S. pork imports with no scientific justification. It also included China for a ban on the feed additive ractopamine, despite an international standard allowing its use. There you go. That's a busy Capital Update brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. I'm Chad Smith. Have yourself a super week. We'll